Remember, sister. Remember your wild. Remember your beauty. Remember your wisdom. Remember your courage, your freedom, your love, your magic. Remember who the fuck you are. Welcome back to Remember Sister, the show where we remember the wild power of the feminine, rediscover, reclaim, and awaken the wisdom of the past and present to create a new future. My name is Christina Sophia, your host. I am a trauma-informed woman, somatic intuitive, and I help passionate women who are ready to heal and thrive, feeling wholeness in all areas of their lives. So excited to be here with you on another episode of Remember Sister. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for being here. If someone sent you this episode, give them a total hug because they really care about you. But if you found me through Spotify or through Apple, that is amazing. Give it a follow. And if you like this episode, literally takes under a minute, just give it a rate as it really supports me to get this to more people and I can grow this so I can have more hosts on this podcast, which is really where I'm leading it up to. You know, if you are also listening to this podcast and you're like, Christina, I really think you should interview this person, you can also just send me a message through whatever app you're messaging or listening to, whatever app you are listening this on. I will so appreciate that. Very much so. So as I sit and record this podcast episode, I'm feeling so much of the spring energy and so much of this aliveness that's coming in. I feel like I have so many ideas. I've been waking up much earlier, feeling like there's just an aliveness inside of me. And you know, also there's feeling like a lot of shifts, right? We have the eclipses that are coming up. There's been a lot of solar flares that have been happening on the planet. A lot of environmental things are changing. So if you feel yourself just in this strained state of feeling low energy, but also feeling like this feeling for things to shift and for change, it is really happening all around us. Personally, I've had some like really crazy shifts that have been happening in my world. You may have known that I was doing selling for other coaches, and that was pretty primarily one of the other jobs that I'm doing besides supporting women with their lives. I feel like that role as a sales coach or salesperson is kind of like shifting because I've been doing sales pretty much my entire life. Like if you remember Girl Guides, like those mint cookies, I was going door to door selling those cookies when I was like 8 years old. And so I've been doing sales pretty much every role all throughout high school. I was sales managers. I was top salesperson. And I did so just because it was having conversations and I've always really enjoyed it. I never felt really weird about having sales conversations. But now I'm feeling as though I want to be making more of an impact. And this is the conversation I've been asking myself is how do I make more of an impact? And I have a lot of ideas that I am going to be birthing over the next, you know, couple of years, really just to create more shifts and more changes. Reason why I want to have different leaders that come onto this podcast as well. It's just, I feel myself just wanting to make more of an impact and asking myself, how do I do that? As I tell my clients all the time, there's no rush. There's no rush for us to get to this place. And so I am feeling like, you know what? It is what it is. And I'm feeling this shift. But like it happened sooner than I expected. Like one of the coaches I'm working for, we're just not working for them anymore. It just happened very abruptly. But it gives me so much more time to work on this wedding. And let me tell you, we are like less than 90 days away from this wedding. And I am feeling it. It is so many things going on and I love it. I'm like really practicing. This is such a great time for me to put my tools into place and not be like bridezilla turning into this crazy bride that like needs to have everything perfect and just like having chillness into it. Like last night, Dave and I were preparing the schedule and God, I hate schedules. Like I hate planning this stuff, but I had to just like play it cool, just like chill. It's all going to be perfect. But I'm definitely feeling like this was the perfect timing and space in order for me to be focusing on my wedding. And it feels really good. It feels really good. I also am, if you remember my last episode, if you didn't hear about it, I officially launched Awaken Your Magic as a mentorship, and I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later, but I'm really, really excited about it. And yeah, so I'm just feeling a lot of this new energy being created, but I'm not rushing it. And that's really beautifully ties into the conversation that I want to be talking about today, which is really about the spring equinox, which when I'm recording this episode, it is Wednesday the 20th. But this year, it was on Tuesday, May 19th. So it was actually a day ago. By the time you get this, it'll be 2 days ago. But you know what? It's still spring. There's these new conversations and this new energy and this newness is coming up. We're still actually in a space of in between. We're not actually in the space of acting. I'm not actually in a space of needing to force myself to move, because spring is honestly about balance. It's about harmony. It's about new beginnings. And in the past, I may have rushed into things and felt like I needed to automatically make change and make shift. But, you know, as I have softened into my feminine, as I've softened into these cycles, I recognize that, no, I don't actually need to move all this quickly. So for those of you who are new to celebrating the equinoxes and the solstices and really understanding why we celebrate during these times, the equinoxes are about equilibrium, so they're the equalizers, and the solstices are really representation. They are celebration of the light and the dark. You're either celebrating more of the light or more of the dark. We're going to talk about specifically about the spring equinox, which historically usually lands on the 20th or the 21st, but as we know astrologically, it's actually moving backwards. So we have it on the 19th this year. And the spring equinox is a time that traditionally is also celebrated similar to Easter. It's a celebration of life and death, of rebirth. So it is connected to a lot of perhaps the more religious sectors. It was originally come from the equinoxes, so that's the history of it. And it's also very much a time of the newness of the year. So traditionally, this is actually the beginning of the year, is the spring equinox. So this is actually the start of the astrological new year. It is when traditionally before it was Aries, but now it's actually Pisces. Pisces starts the new year now, which is just as powerful as Aries. Aries, even though it's a quick starter, we're also learning that Pisces is also about really connecting to ourselves and connecting to what's being created within ourselves spiritually. What is that shift that's happening? And so we're not just creating pure from fire, we're creating from this feminine flow, right? This feminine connection from intuition. And that is pretty coinciding with the shift that's happening on our planet. This is when you actually get to start putting into place these ideas, these visions, these daydreams that are being created. It's a time where we get to plan. But because it's also the time of balance and harmony, it is a time that is an equalization of the light and the dark. And so it is often a time of rebirth. In the fall equinox, it's more about the shedding. It's more about letting go of the light. It's more about letting go of things. Whereas the spring equinox, it's often things that we're stepping into. So it's the phoenix rebirth. There's a lightness to it versus the rebirth that happens in the autumn equinox, which is often can feel more like grief. This is more about celebration. And so we get to celebrate the newness that we're creating, but we're not quite on the other side of it. There's still this clearing and this cleansing that needs to happen. And so that's why we do spring cleaning. It's a great time to remove things from our space that in the winter felt like they were nourishing, we needed them, they were resources we needed, and now it's like, okay, we need to empty out, we need to let these go, because we're going to need space for all the creativity that we're going to build in the summertime. But we're not quite there yet. And I think that this is what we get to the lesson we can learn of spring equinox, that I often find seeing with my clients is the in-between phases are really quite often the hardest, because they're the time of planning, the time of slowing down, their time of waiting and listening, really listening. What is your intuition saying? What is the voice within saying? Because it's not about going out there and harvesting and gathering all the flowers and everything. It's really about planting right now. We think about spring and I often see pictures of like flowers, but I'm like, they start off as buds, right? Like, are we forgetting this? Like, we start off as little buds. And this is what this is. It's this time of creation that is not quite there yet. And so we don't have to be rushing because we have idea. We have to put it into place. It gets to take time. It gets to take its roots. It gets to be nourished. This is a time of nourishing. And a time for us to really just like come back into, who am I now? Now that I have what I've learned in the dark. In the wintertime, we often fall into a natural depression. It's pretty natural. And in that space, there's things that we're met with that are very uncomfortable. And often we are circulating it, we're shifting it, we're sitting with it, we're trying to digest it. And it can feel very confronting. And then as we move towards the light, we're often saying, okay, like this is not the only reality, but it's also bringing it with us. And, you know, this is one thing I love connecting to a couple of goddesses. So the goddess that I love working with the most is Persephone. She is the queen of the underworld, but also the goddess of spring. And so in the springtime, she comes from the underworld to be like, okay, I'm going to come and bring life. But she literally is the bridge between death and life. And she brings that. And so what do we get to bring from this darkness? There's also Inanna, Queen Inanna, who is also, she is coming and she sheds everything when she goes down into other world. You know, she has a death and she comes out with these lessons. And you can totally look back into those goddesses, Persephone and Inanna. The archetypes really are a way that you learn. That's really what archetypes are about, is about taking those stories and applying and self-reflecting to ourselves. Who is Persephone to you? Who is Inanna to you? And what are they representing at this time? But that you get to bring those lessons from the dark and not rushing to figure out them, not rushing to put them into place, but really just sitting with it. And sitting in the silence, this in between, because it's such a cozy time. You know, we think about fall being cozy time. Spring is also this. Like, there's lots of rain. There's still not this feeling of like, I need to go out and connect with people. But there's just like this feeling of like lightness and energy, but also a state of introspection that doesn't feel as heavy as being in it in the wintertime. And so this is a great time to nourish yourself and see, what do I need in order to go into the next season? What am I wanting to create? What is happening as I create? And how can I bring this in? And how can I harmonize? This energy is so uplifting. It can be really gentle. It can bring a state of inspiration, but it can also bring in grief just as much. Because there's things that sometimes we have to leave in the dark that we're scared of leaving in the dark. There's sometimes when we go inside of ourselves and we recognize, you know what? I have to let this go. This comfort, this safety that I found in the dark, I have to let it go. And that can be really challenging. And so these in-between phases are really that time to give yourself space. And like I mentioned, it can be really hard in these spaces because we're so used to needing to perform. It's all about output, output, output. How we're showing up, how vibrant and radiant we are, how much we're succeeding, how much we're manifesting, that we forget that there's the time and space needed to plan all of that. And that is such a lesson for me. Such a lesson for me. I have so many ideas, so many things I want to birth and create. And sometimes it's hard for me to slow down and be like, okay, I don't need to do this right away. And Awaken Your Magic was like that. I've been thinking about this for months and only just start to feel like, okay, like, let me start bringing it into the light. Let me slowly start to call in what I'm going to be creating, what's going to look like, what the roots are going to be. And instead of rushing, I don't start until the summer solstice with the amazing women that are going to be in Awaken Your Magic, but it's calling in, it's creation, it's setting the plans, it's creating the foundation for those women to come in. And also for myself, as I step into this new phase of being a wife as well, not rushing myself. And so this is a great time to just create harmony and balance. If you're like me, you love doing rituals. I love having rituals. I love having candles and flowers and crystals and creating an experience, creating a ritual about it. And so here are some ideas if you're like, you know what, I do want to honor that. I want to use this time and use this energy. So this is a fantastic time to create a vision board. This is the prime time to make a vision board because this is the time where all of your ideas have come through, your intuition is strong, you have this newness coming through, and you want to see what you are creating. And so knowing within that is vision boards. And you could be like me, you can do it on Pinterest, you can a vision board doesn't necessarily have to be on a giant board, it can be in a journal, it can be a playlist as well. Like that's an idea for a vision board. Just really a vision board is really what you want your future to create and what you want to feel like. And so whatever feels best for you. But if you want to create like a new vision board for the next year, this is a really, really, really good time for this. Cleanses. So cleanses and detoxes, also a wonderful time to be doing this. Now, I am not a health professional, but I would recommend connecting with some Ayurvedic professionals. And I can plug some in below that I have, that I know of, that would be really great to connect with. Because these detoxes, after we come out of these heavy phases of winter, our bodies are dealing with a lot of heavier energy. And so these detoxes can be really supportive. You know, doing a juice detox, you know, even just 3 days, you don't need to go crazy. You don't need to do like a 14-day water fast, okay? We're not trying to be the Messiah here. You don't need to do that long. But it is those detoxes. I believe that we do detoxes, even within a lot of religions. This is what happens is we're doing a detox right now. And they're in the right phase because they're coming out of the winter. And it's really good to let go and shed and to let your body just have some time and space before it needs to digest so much more that has so much energy. And this can also be phone detoxes. I see so much content on Instagram right now being like, turn off your phone at 7 o'clock or throw away your phone, go outside. I'm like, yeah, we are in a space of detoxing phone, detoxing habits, addictions, whatever it is, it's got to go. Because those things that helped us in the winter, they were great coping. And no shame, no guilt. If you did scroll more, if you did watch more TV, it is fine. Because during the winter, we are often in that state of like rest and renewal. But you're going to start to feel like this doesn't actually feel that great anymore. And that's because your body and the energy is naturally being like, hey, let's detox that. So, you know, detox for 30 days, see how you feel. What is it, the addictive pattern, the coping mechanism that was supportive for you at one point, but it's not supportive now. So just give yourself space to detox that and to give your body, your mind, your spirit. That includes your spaces. So cleaning your spaces, making space. I just attended a cottage party and it was really wonderful. Beautiful sister announced her wonderful pregnancy. And at that party, we did a clothing exchange. And I had a clothing bag of fucking clothing that I brought. And I was so happy I went to a clothing exchange, just to be clear, because there were so many amazing, beautiful women who got to actually use my clothing and I got to see it on them. And it made it so much easier to get rid of my clothing because if you know anything about me, I love clothing. Like every time I go to do a podcast, I'm making sure my clothing is really nice. Like I keep clothing for a long ass time. Like I have so much clothing for like 10, 15 years. And that's because I take care of it. And like, I really try to pick things and I'm like, I'm going to like this for a long ass fucking time. And so getting rid of my clothing is very difficult. And also being super Scorpio, I love my shit. So, but it was so great to do a clothing exchange, to see people enjoy and be like, you know what? I can let it go. Seeing how good that looks on you, I can let it go. But, you know, not only getting rid of clothing, there's also decluttering, clean those spaces, open up those windows. So you can also do smudging of your house, inviting in new energy, using incense, using essential oils. You want to bring in this new life that's been a little bit stagnant during the winter time. And again, there's no shame for this. This is literally what it's meant to do. It's supposed to cocoon you. So cleaning up that and making that space. And then, you know, as well as connecting to your intuition. So tapping into your intuition, tapping into listening to those practices. I find that sometimes in the wintertime, we are so in it that it's kind of hard to always have clear messaging because we're in a space of like death and sitting in it. And like, it's a lot. It can be a lot. I get it. But then we start to come out of the space where we're like, okay, but I feel like something new is coming. And that's when our intuition gets to come back online. Our intuition is what is going to start to drive us and pull us forward. And we have ideas. And so tapping into your intuition. And if this is something that you are having challenges with, you're like, you know what? I hear listening to intuition all the time, but I don't actually know what I need, or I'm looking for practices, or I need some support and mentoring to be able to feel clear because I don't have that confidence in it. I sometimes feel like I want to listen to it, but then it doesn't come through. And you really want to know that your intuition is clear and concise, and you can trust yourself, and you have confidence, and you feel like you just have downloads that come to you, not even just from like meditating for hours, just in your day-to-day practices in your day-to-day life, that you just like are like so tuned in and tapped on, and you want that for yourself. I want to invite you to say that Awaken Your Magic, that mentorship that I was mentioning before, could be something really amazing for you, because Awaken Your Magic has four seasons in it. So it's got heal, listen, activate, and remember. Now in listen, we're going to focus on what it actually means to listen into your intuition and finding out your unique intuition pattern. And what is your unique intuition voice? Because your guides, your ancestors, your intuition, your body is speaking to you in unique ways. And so I'm going to support you into teaching you tools and tips to be able to listen to your intuition. And more importantly, helping you to remove any of the limiting beliefs, any of the fears, any of the energy that's in the body that may be blocking you, because maybe you don't have all the tools to remove all the stagnant energy. Maybe you are still holding on to some of those fears and limited beliefs in your nervous system. You may be still burnt out. And so your intuition's not fully online. It still kind of sometimes feels like it's fear-based, or sometimes it's not coming as clear, or maybe it just doesn't speak to you at all. And if you're in that space, we can support you with the tools I have, EFT. We can talk about NLP. There's things that we can do to support you that will help you to remove any of those fears, blockers, so that way you can feel clear and alive, in tune, super creative, just feels like you are fucking receiving those codes and not even needing to be this like spiritual master that's connecting to your past lives, because you really don't need to do that in order to tap into your psychic abilities. There's no specialness you need to have in order to have that. Everyone has access to that, and I want to support you to help you awaken your magic. So I have free coaching calls for anyone who is interested in that. There's no plug. If it feels like a good fit, then we can have a further conversation and I can talk to you about how Awaken Your Magic can potentially support you. And you're going to be part of an amazing community of sisters who are also going to be on this journey walking with you. So the link is in the description. You can also send me a voice note and I'd love to be able to connect with you. Now, for getting back to other things we can do during our spring equinox, is really tapping into fertility. So fertility is not only about making babies, okay? We're not only about making babies, it's also about making creativity and tapping into the fertility of you as a woman and tapping back into that femininity, tapping back into the sensuality, into the sexuality. You know, in Ottawa, we have Euphoria coming up on May 3rd, and that is because, like, we are blossoming and you are blooming. And it's different when we're in summer, where we feel confident and sexy and like we're like all dressed up, and it can feel like a really sexual time. But fertility within spring is really about tapping into the playfulness of it, the tapping into the innocence of it, tapping into the connection to you as the creatrix, of the tapping into what is going to make you feel fertile, what is going to make you feel alive, what is going to make you feel like you are this goddess that gets to create. And so giving yourself resources to feel that fertility that you are, because we are fertile even when we're not making babies. You're still creating even if you're not making a baby. So let's feel into that spring energy, that birthing that's going to come through. And make plans. Make plans. So this is a great time to relook at your schedule, relook at your morning and evening routines, really looking at your diet and making plans for the rest of the year. Just as an ADHD person, I fucking hate plans. But this is a really good time, because when we're making plans here and there, and we're making them in January, but we haven't even gone through the process of death still. And I bet you, if you make plans now, you'll come back to them a year later and be like, wow, those plans actually went way better than when I planned them in January for January New Year's resolutions. And so really take this time to say, okay, like what do I want to happen over the next 12 months? What is the things that I need in order for me to have that? And what are some ways that I can really support myself? Which is the last thing that I want to share, is what do you need to flourish? This is the grand question that we get to ask during spring equinox, is what do I need to flourish? What is it that I want in the next phase of my life, in the next season, as I move into the season of creation? What is it that I need right now in order for me to move through that season of creation, feeling fully alive, feeling fully resourced, feeling full of joy, full of sensuality and sexuality, like juiciness and love, and connected to myself and intuitive, and relaxed and whole and fulfilled? What do I need right now? What do I need to nourish my soil with, so that way that can bloom during that season, during the next season, the season of creation, what happens in the summer solstice, which starts on June 21st, which also happens to be the day that we start Awakening Your Magic. So this, my sister, my dear sister, is the spring equinox. It is quickly becoming one of my favorite. When my friends talk about me, they're like, yeah, you're so much like fall and winter. And it's true. I'm very much like in depth, but I am really embracing the spring energy and what it can bring to me, and this planning and like leaning into that. My husband is a spring baby. His birthday is happening next week. And he brings that energy into our home, and he brings it into our life. And I'm so grateful for it. And he is the one that is often being like, hey, we can plan, we can get to clean, we get to clear, and brings that lightness. And in return, it's really supporting me to also feel this energy within my life and to bring this. So I'm wishing you a wonderful spring equinox, even if it was on Tuesday. You can still celebrate today. You can celebrate anytime. Just really enjoy this. Go buy yourself some flowers, get some white crystals, white candles, do any of these things, and just make it a beautiful ritual, a time and space where you get to connect to yourself. Let me know if this was supportive, if this was a good podcast episode for you. Please share this with your sisters, anyone who needs to hear it. And we honor as well those who are honoring the spring equinox. I want to say this, that a lot of this knowledge has been passed down to me through my witch school here in Canada, Witch School Ottawa, and that has been passed on to them by other elders and Indigenous leaders that we are privileged to learn from here in the Ottawa region. And so to those that have been my teachers, thank you, and the teachers before, thank you so much, as I get to learn the wisdom and share this wisdom. And I'm really excited to bring in some more Indigenous leaders that can really speak to this and how it can be supportive. So we just give honor to the wisdom that they have shared and the lineage that I've learned from, specifically Witch School Canada. And you can check them out on witchschoolcanada.com. Thank you so much for joining in on this sweet episode of Remember Sister, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Aho.